Akashvani presents World News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon citizens to adopt the spirit of Swadeshi and support locally made products amid global economic uncertainties. Bharat Mandap at World Expo 2025 in Osaka, Japan attracts huge rush of visitors to witness richness of India's cultural heritage. Iran lifts all remaining restrictions on its airspace that were imposed at onset of its 12-day conflict with Israel in June this year. And India's Murli Sri Shankar bags men's long jump gold at 2025 Kusanov Memorial in Kazakhstan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called on citizens to adopt the spirit of Swadeshi and support locally made products. Addressing a function at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh, Mr. Modi stressed that true service to the nation lies in promoting indigenous goods amid global economic uncertainties.
And the thing that is made by people's skill is for us Swadeshi. We have वोकल फॉर लोकल मंत्र को अपनाना होगा. हम संकल्प लें कि हम मेक इन इंडिया प्रोडक्ट्स को ही बढ़ावा देंगे. हमारे घर में जो भी नया सामान आएगा वो स्वदेशी ही होगा.
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर स्ट्रेस्ड दैट इंडिया पोइज्ड टू बिकम द वर्ल्ड्स थर्ड लार्जेस्ट इकोनॉमी मस्ट प्रायोरिटाइज इट्स इकोनॉमिक इंटरेस्ट्स, पर्टिकुलरली द वेलफेयर ऑफ फार्मर्स एंड स्मॉल इंडस्ट्रीज. He urged citizens and traders to embrace Make in India products, especially during the upcoming festive season, as a tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. In a 55-minute speech, the Prime Minister invoked Lord Shiva's Rudra Roop, that is, fierce form, to describe India's resolute action against terrorism. Mr. Modi said the world saw the capabilities of India's indigenous weapons during Operation Sindoor. He said India's air defense systems, missiles and drones proved the strength of Atmanirbhar Bharat, or self-reliant India. The Prime Minister said BrahMos missiles have instilled fear in the enemies of India.
Operation Sindoor ke dauran Bharat ke swadeshi hathiyaron ki taakat puri duniya ne dekhi hai. Khaaskar hamari BrahMos missiles. इनकी दहशत भारत के हर दुश्मन के भीतर भर गई है. मुझे खुशी है कि वो ब्रह्मोस मिसाइलें हमारे यूपी में भी बनेगी. लखनऊ में ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल की मैन्युफैक्चरिंग शुरू हो रही है.
The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone and inaugurated development projects worth around 2,200 crore rupees in Varanasi. Mr. Modi also released the 20th installment of the PM Kisan scheme, transferring over 20,500 crore rupees to more than 9.7 crore farmers across India. In Japan, India Pavilion titled Bharat Mandap at the World Expo 2025, being held in Osaka, attracted over 20,000 visitors yesterday as people came to witness the richness of India's cultural heritage, space achievements and handicrafts. More from our correspondent.
The Indian Embassy in Japan on a social media platform mentioned how the visitors experienced a yoga session embracing India's age-old journey towards holistic wellness. Other attractions at the expo included a unique zone named Chandrayaan Zone, showcasing India's achievement in space exploration and its lunar missions. The One District One Product Zone showcased walnut wood carving from Jammu and Kashmir and Tarkashi art from Odisha. This showcases India's soft power, leaving its footprints across the multipolar world. The global exposition runs until 13th October this year with a central theme, Designing Future Society for Our Lives. The expo has drawn participation from over 160 countries and 9 international organizations. Sanyukta Yadav, News Desk.
This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Iran has lifted all remaining restrictions on its airspace that were imposed at the onset of its 12-day conflict with Israel in June this year. Iran's Civil Aviation Organization in a statement said that both domestic and international flight operations have returned to pre-war levels. It also confirmed that Tehran's Mehrabad International Airport has resumed round-the-clock operations. The phased reopening of Iranian airspace began on June the 26th, with airports gradually resuming normal operations except for Mehrabad. Iran initially closed its airspace on June the 13th, following Israeli airstrikes on Tehran and other areas. The 12-day conflict ended with a ceasefire on June the 24th. A group of 39 Bangladeshi citizens, including a woman, were deported from the United States and arrived in Dhaka on Saturday. According to officials at the Hazrat Shah Jalal International Airport, the individuals were transported on a C-17 U.S. military aircraft. Bangladesh's leading daily, Dhaka Tribune, reported that some of the deportees claimed they were handcuffed throughout the flight. And now news from the world of sports.
India's Murali Sri Shankar clinched the gold medal in the men's long jump at the 2025 Kosanov Memorial, a World Athletics Continental Tour bronze event in Kazakhstan. Sri Shankar, who recently made a return from the injury, recorded the best effort of 7.94 meter in his opening attempt to finish on top of the podium. January Ubas of Philippines with 7.53 meter took home the silver, and Nazim Babiev of Azerbaijan, 7.48 meter, got bronze medals. In cricket, hosts England will resume their second innings against India on day 4 of the 5th and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In wrestling, India's Lucky clinched 110 kg men's freestyle silver medal at the Under-17 World Championships in Athens, Greece yesterday. Meanwhile, India's Sitender stormed his way into the final of men's 60 kg freestyle. Sitender registered a 5-1 victory over Kazakhstan Bekasil Asambek in the semi-finals to book his spot in the gold medal bout. With Sanyukta's report, Jigyasa Pandey, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Russian air defenses intercepted and destroyed 112 Ukrainian drones over its multiple regions, including the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov, last night. Russian news agency TASS, quoting the defense ministry, reported that the air defenses on duty destroyed and intercepted 112 Ukrainian fixed-wing type unmanned aerial vehicles over the past night. Russia on Thursday accused Ukraine of carrying out deliberate attacks targeting civilians, stating that 7 people were killed and over 120 wounded over the past week. Afghan citizens living in Pakistan's northwestern Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province have been directed to leave the country without delay as their proof of registration cards expired on June the 30th. The Home Department of the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa government issued a notification on Friday urging all Afghan citizens residing in the province holding the proof of registration POR cards to return to Afghanistan in compliance with guidelines from the Federal Ministry of Interior. The official notification states that the stay of Afghan nationals in Pakistan with the POR cards expired on June the 30th, 2025, will be considered illegal. It adds that the Ministry of Interior had finalized the repatriation decision for POR card holders on July the 31st, and no further extension in their stay will be granted. Wildfire smoke from Canada has prompted air quality alerts across several states of the U.S. Air quality alerts were effected in Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nebraska, Indiana, and Illinois. Conditions were especially dire in Minneapolis and Minnesota. The air quality index is expected to reach the red or unhealthy category in Minnesota in the coming days. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon citizens to adopt the spirit of Swadeshi and support locally made products amid global economic uncertainties. Bharat Mandap at World Expo 2025 in Osaka, Japan attracts huge rush of visitors to witness richness of India's cultural heritage. Iran lifts all remaining restrictions on its airspace that were imposed at onset of its 12-day conflict with Israel in June this year. And India's Murali Sri Shankar bags men's long jump gold at 2025 Kusanov Memorial in Kazakhstan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.